Now to the latest on the pandemic. As vaccination numbers rise, a milestone for the U.S., the fewest number of daily deaths since early in the outbreak, although there is still danger for the unvaccinated as variants spread. News Nation White House correspondent Allison Harris live tonight in Washington. Allison, you have some new info on COVID's expected impact on America's youth because they're less likely to be vaccinated.
That's right, Nicole. The World Health Organization saying today that this new Delta variant is the fastest and fittest COVID strain and is going to, quote unquote, pick off people who are the most vulnerable. And that means people who have not been vaccinated.
It's the tale of two COVID nations. In the vaccinated half of the country, COVID cases and deaths are down more than 90%. But among the half that is not, in states like Alabama, Arkansas, Missouri, and Mississippi, the deadlier Delta variant is spreading, now identified in 40-plus states, positioned to become the dominant strain.
Hi, everyone.
The White House today warning younger Americans are vulnerable.
What we're seeing is a lower rate among young people. That's concerning, especially with the Delta variant being on the rise as it is, which does not discriminate by age, which still could cause death, serious illness.
Not only are young adults least likely to get the shot in the U.S., the CDC says their weekly rate of vaccination is continuing to decline. Doctors telling us to expect children and teens in intensive care this summer.
What's your message to younger Americans who have previously been told that they might be a little bit safer than older populations? It seems as though that's not the case with this Delta variant.
That's right. I'd say that's your father's COVID-19. And this has changed. These variants are different. They're more transmissible and seem to produce fairly severe illness.
Some of the vaccine resistance has roots in politics, caused by outright outrage at Dr. Fauci for changing mask guidance and recommending inoculation. Today, Fauci hit back, calling the criticism against him nonsense.
It is essential as a scientist that you evolve your opinion and your recommendations based on the data as it evolves. That is the nature of science. People who then criticize me about that are actually criticizing science.
And the president might not meet his goal of getting 70% of American adults vaccinated by the 4th of July, despite launching an All of America sprint this month toward that goal. And I know that this is just now really the start of summer, but we're already talking about projections for these variants continuing to spread and possibly surge this fall as students head back to school.